From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Voters are headed to the polls in five presidential nominating contests. Republicans have caucuses in Kentucky, Kansas, and Maine, and a primary in Louisiana. Campaigning in Florida, Republican frontrunner Donald Trump said that he wants the chance to take on former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton in the general election.
Many polls have come out that I easily beat Hillary Clinton, and I want to tell you, you know, you don't hear that on television. You watch these dishonest pundits. Well, Trump can't win the general election. We will beat her so badly, folks. We will beat her so badly.
Meanwhile, Democratic voters are choosing between Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in caucuses Saturday in Nebraska. As the Democratic caucuses will be held in Maine on Sunday and the territory of Puerto Rico. The Obama administration's envoy to the coalition fighting the Islamic State says an operation to throw the militant group out of the Iraqi city of Mosul is underway. Speaking in Baghdad on Saturday, Brett McGurk said that the elements are being put in place to drive Islamic State from the Iraqi city. McGurk cautioned, however, that the operation will be a difficult one.
I will say Mosul will be very complicated. It'll be a mix of forces, and it'll be very important to ensure it's well planned. It's well planned from a military perspective, it's well planned from a humanitarian perspective, and it's well planned from a political perspective.
The Islamic State took control, that is, of Mosul in June of 2014. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Turkish police have fired tear gas and rubber bullets at hundreds of protesters trying to resist the takeover of the country's biggest newspaper. Authorities took over Zaman newspaper in a crackdown on opposition media linked to a religious group whose leader lives in exile in the United States. Police confronted around 500 protesters outside Zaman's offices in Istanbul Saturday. The crackdown, which also affected the English-language newspaper Today's Zaman, was the latest in a series of actions against Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is now a U.S. resident. The Ankara government has accused him of treason. Leaders from Iran and Turkey are calling for cooperation in putting an end to conflicts and sectarian violence in the region. Speaking at a joint news conference Saturday in Tehran, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Iran and Turkey can collaborate to end conflicts and bloody fratricides. Iranian Vice President Ershad Jahangiri said Iran and Turkey have disagreed over handling the crisis, but both sides are determined to move toward stability. Turkey is a main backer of the rebels fighting to topple Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Iran, along with Russia, supports the Assad government. President Barack Obama says he will urge leaders from Silicon Valley and other tech hubs to help tackle some of the problems facing the country when he travels to the South by Southwest conference next week. Mr. Obama said that greater use of technical innovation in government has made it easier for students to apply for financial aid, for Americans to buy health insurance, and for immigrants to track their green card applications. The president said how well a government serves its people depends on how much talented individuals contribute to the common good.
But our founders trusted us with the keys to this system of self-government because it's the best tool we've got to settle our differences and solve our collective challenges.
South by Southwest is an annual conference in Austin, Texas, devoted to film, music, interactive media, and technology. And Slovaks are voting Saturday for lawmakers in an election where Europe's migration crisis bears a lot of weight. Slovakia is due to take over the European Union's rotating presidency in July, which could position its government to play a bigger role in EU policy discussions on the migration crisis. The ruling Smer party of Prime Minister Robert Fico is expected to lose some seats following corruption scandals and complaints about low pay for teachers and nurses. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.